Blog Talk Radio.
Self-respect, intellect, increasing our knowledge to keep ourselves in check. Positivity is all we need. Together we will
again, it's your boy, Mr. Roz Stevie. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And right now, we're going to talk about a little bit about love right now, because everybody is still feeling that versus that we had over the past weekend between the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire. That was just all about love. I mean, it was just a love fest. People hear those songs from the Isley Brothers and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they just get this emotion, get this feeling, and it's just about love. I mean, as soon as you hear some of that music drop, it just puts you in a whole different zone, a whole different place. I mean, shoot, most of us that are listening right now probably were born off of one of those songs from the Isley Brothers or Earth, Wind, and Fire, so that's definitely about love, and we want to continue that feeling of love right now with our music showcase of the week. My boy Cedric Punch Walker made a song, and he didn't even give me the name of it. I'm just calling it the Lover's Freestyle. So that's what we're going to start off with. It's going to keep the love going early. So this is my boy Punch with the Lover's Freestyle on Love Talk.
Came straight from the heart. You're the light up in my day. Without your heart, my sky's dark. You're the best thing in my life. Would you be my wife? You're the one I'm on and need. I don't have to think twice. This world is yours. Let's go and travel. Let's go deep in the sea. It don't matter where we go, as long as you with me. When we kiss and make love, I can't explain how it feels. Girl, you kind of right, cause what we're doing is real. If I had $1 million, I would trade it to you. That's not a lie. Call, I will come. They just mad cause we're together. I think I find the right one.
Baby.
Everything I think I hear written bad. I would never give you up, cause you're more than a friend. This a letter from the heart coming from Jesus in.
Baby,
Cedric Punch Walker hitting us up with that Love Is Freestyle, as I call it. I don't know what he called it. You My Everything, I don't know. Though appreciate that song. That song was fire right there. And anybody that is interested in promoting your music, if you got a song out there, send us a copy. We will play it on the air. And we just want to promote your music and promote even your businesses. We have a business. And Cedric Punch Walker, he actually has a pressure cleaning business. He'll definitely take care of you. If you want to find out more information on that, you can inbox me, and I'll get you all that information so that way we can support our own and support our businesses. Now, I got Miss Choices on the line right now. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you tonight, this evening?
Oh, I'm good. Wasn't that beautiful? Nice love song. Didn't just feel that love?
Yeah, I was feeling it. It was nice. I was grooving to it. I appreciate that. Something new, something a little spicy. I'm loving it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just beautiful just to have that love. Springtime's in the air and all that love, and it just makes you enjoy the love. Okay, enough of that lovey-dovey stuff. Let's get to the topic of the night because, you know, I ain't talking about the love stuff. I'm talking about that Earth, Wind, and Fire song, After the Love is Gone. I just want to get a little bit of love in the beginning because we're going to hit you with After the Love is Gone right now. It is that time of year where the weather's getting a little warmer. People are ready to get out the house. 2020 was for the first time ever that there were more divorces and separations in the springtime than there was in January. Typically, January is the divorce year, but divorce month of the year. But last year, it was in the springtime. You know why? Because people have been cooped up and they're trying to figure out how to get out of what they've been getting into for a long time. And it's the 1 year since we've been locked up and locked down, quarantining, and all that type of stuff. And I think a lot of people are ready to get out of what they had on before. What do you think about that? That springtime has now become the time, especially now that the world's starting to open up, that people are ready to move on.
Yeah, definitely that. And what a lot of people have realized is they have been stuck with these people, whereas the outside world took away some of their flaws. But being have to be in the house in quarantine or on curfew, you know, for extended periods of time, for over 12 months, that takes a toll because now you really, truly, like, see that person for who they are. And what a lot of people are finding out is you don't like them people. Like, you really don't like them people. So, like you say, I guess we're getting ready for, instead of that summer body, you're getting ready for that new summer relationship. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get yourself back. You know, instead of that summer body trying to figure it out, that good stuff, you know, just out there trying to make it work now because the people that you with for the last few months, you know, you're not even really feeling them no more. Hello? All right, we seem to be having some technical difficulties this evening. All right. While we're waiting for Rod to come back, I just want to keep talking and letting you guys know we're really feeling out here in these streets. There are some times where, you know, people are out here and they are surrounded by people that they've been around for so long. But what the pandemic did was instead of us letting life step in with jobs and you know, travel and hanging out. You know, when you come back from that, what do you have when it's just you and that person? And it isn't much to offer, you know, when you realize that, you know, you don't like the way they chew their food. You don't like the way they, you know, put their clothes on. You realize how much of a slob they are. You realize they're not a nice person. You know, you realize that, you know, they don't care as much as you thought they cared, or they're not paying as much as attention as you thought they were paying. Because now all you have is time and opportunity. And with time and opportunity, and you realize that you're not even getting half of that. You're not even getting half of what you thought you were worth or you think you're worth. But for so long, life has gotten in the way and so many other things have taken up that type of space. What happens when it doesn't take up that type of space anymore? What happens when you're just out there and it's just you and that person, like, you know, you're on Stranded Island now? We have to stay focused. We have to, you know, realize that sometimes that person that you thought was it is not it, which is sad because a lot of times we've wasted years or months, you know, on people to realize that it wasn't worth your time. Like, that's a hard pill to swallow both times in relationships. People change every day, and they don't always change for the best. And what happens was when the pandemic hit, you had no other choice but to face the reality of those people. You had to face the reality of who they are and plus who you are. Because it's not always the other person. Sometimes it's you. You realize that you're not as nice as you thought you'd be. Or you realize that you may have been being taken advantage of. You realize that you don't even like the person that you're with. Because life got in the way. You didn't see those signs. You didn't see those opportunities. You didn't see that person was not who you wanted. So it's just not a one-sided street. This is definitely a two-sided road. What side are you on? Are you the one that realized, like, oh, my gosh, I made a mistake? Or realized, like, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? There's two sides to every floor, so you got to look at it that way and determine, like, what side of the street are you really on? Are you the person who is the problem, or you are the person, you know, who's causing the problem? A lot of times we are the problem, we don't know it, but sometimes you got to do a little self-reflection and look back and see, because love conquers a lot, but love can't heal everything all the time. I mean, you would want it to. It's a nice Band-Aid. But reality is you not only need love, you need perseverance. You need patience. You need kindness. You need to be humble. You know, you need to be giving. You need to be able to receive. You know, you need to be open to what's out there or what's available to you or what's right in front of you. Depending on your situation, you have to be open. You have to be available. You have to be willing to make those sacrifices. Because in no relationship is it easy.
I held it down for you. No, I'm not ashamed that I played a role that some wouldn't play for you. Should I stay or should I go? I don't know. Baby, how you do me wrong?
How you gonna do me like this?
Oh no.
You won't play me like that.
Oh no.
I can see your tricks.
No.
You won't get this trip. No more, no more.
distance, missing you from a distance. I just need one more time. You know I've been missing you. Make me climax, make me relax. But in the back of my mind, I still wonder why. How you gonna do me like this? Oh no. You gon' play me like that? Oh no. I can see your trick. Just a nigga's got a lot on my plate now. Suffocating in the box, faded off the hot box. If you see me in the spot, keep it moving, don't stop. Don't stop, just keep it moving, baby, don't stop. I need time away, you better make a power play. How you gonna do me like this? You won't.